As a child of the 90s, it was always like the cool thing in youth group to run around with these little bracelets that said WWJD. What would Jesus do? And while that should have been to control us and remind us to be kind and gentle, there is this one particular passage from John's Gospel where Jesus overturns the tables and drives everyone out of the temple with a whip. So I often like to remind people that as much as we like to consider what would Jesus do, flipping over tables and driving everyone out of the temple is also an appropriate response to that question. And I think for most of us, we see this story of Jesus in the temple and we're like, was Jesus just having a bad day? Was it just not a good day for Jesus? I mean, it doesn't sound like the very well-behaved Jesus and the peaceful Jesus that we talk in the rest of Scripture. What's the deal with him flipping over these tables in the temple that day? Well, we are in John's Gospel, and I think it is very symbolic. And so let me unpack a little bit about what was going on, lest we think that Jesus is just having a bad day. So for Jesus, in Jesus's time, the temple was a place of worship, a place that the Israelites had built as a holy place and a place of devotion. And over the years, people had come to make their sacrifices there in Jerusalem, and in order to make your sacrifices, to make atonement to God, you had to offer sacrifices. Well, when you have to travel a long distance, it's hard to bring your cow, your goat, and your two turtle doves to make your atonement sacrifice. So out of convenience, people saw a way to make money, and they set up tables outside the temple. And so for a low, low price of $4.99, you too could buy your turtle doves at the temple and save yourself transporting them over the Judean hill country. Well, the problem with that is it set up a system and an economy of access to God's unmerited grace. Do you see the problem here? Jesus was a little upset at the ways in which people had constructed access to God's grace. And so Jesus very clearly says, God will have none of this. And so Jesus begins flipping over the tables and emptying out the money and says, guys, it's not about this. It's about how deeply God loves you, so much so that I came into this world, so much so that in a few chapters of John's Gospel, you will see how deeply God loves us and cares for us. As we read the story of Holy Week, how we hear the story of Christ's passion, resurrection, and crucifixion. You see, it's about how deeply God loves us and desires us to be in relationship with God and relationship with one another. That same old story that was back all the way back in the journey from slavery into freedom in the Promised Land is the story of God's love for us. How deeply God desires us to be in relationship with God and with one another. God is showing us the way to live in community. And yes, sometimes that means that we flip over the tables because sometimes the tables of injustice need to get flipped over. The things we create in our world that get in the way of being in relationship with God and each other. Lent is a whole season of table flipping for us as we get rid of the things that distract us and get in the way of being in relationship with God and one another. Lent, as an invitation, is a way for us to remember again and again that God has shown us the way of peace and love, of grace and peace. Because too often our world sometimes constructs these tables around us that try and claim us and make us do things that we know we ought not do. So Lent is the invitation to go in and flip it up. And flip over the things in our life that don't need to be there, that get in the way of understanding God's grace in our life. And I can't help but also see, as we continue into now almost the year anniversary of this pandemic, how truly table flipping this pandemic has been, of how deeply our world and our life has been flipped upside down. It has caused us to question the things that we've done, see things that we didn't see before. And as the hope of life returning to normal is on our horizon, I hope. I hope that we will ask the pertinent questions of what is most important in our life. What are the things that we value that we want to add back after this time of table flipping? So let me give you an example. I think that this time of table flipping, as we have worshiped on Zoom, have really profoundly and importantly taught us it's not about the temple building. It's not about this place that I'm sitting in. It's about the people. And so when Jesus looks at the crowds and says, I'll tear it all down and I'll rebuild it, Jesus is talking about the body of Christ, which for this last year has worshiped on Zoom and Facebook Live and the interwebs. We have continued to tend to the community that is the important piece of the people of God. Yes, this building is beautiful. Yes, this building is made of many stones. Yes, this building is an asset for doing ministry, but it's not the only thing that we do ministry for. I think Jesus and God have flipped the tables on the church all over the place as we have wrestled with what it means to be the people of God in these deployed times. And Jesus is constantly flipping these tables for us as we question and look at the world of injustice. We see by doing acts of charity that we are flipping the tables of poverty, oppression, injustice. Every time we stand up for a friend at school who is facing people that bully, whether that's online or whether it's in person, we stand up and flip over the tables of poverty when we do things like our Cradles to Crayons project by making hygiene kits for those in need. We stand up for those that Jesus saw, those that were being oppressed by an oppressive system that rewarded people with means getting to God. It's the same thing that Luther saw during the Reformation when he said, guys, it's not about indulgences, it's not about what you do, it's about what God has done for us. And sometimes God makes a big spectacle show of it by flipping over the tables. Sometimes it looks like a cross and an empty tomb, as the tables of life and death are literally flipped over before us. No longer are you bound by the wages of sin and death, but life, life, eternal blessed life is for you. God made that choice to flip the table for you, which is why on the season of Lent, we continue to see that the world is turning. The world is turning around again and again and again. We are shown the way of how to be this agent of resurrection in our world. For the world is about to change. The world has changed. Christ has come to show us the way of being those agents of peace, mercy, and love. So, what would Jesus do? Jesus would refuse to allow the systems that oppress us to continue to hold us bound. Sin, death are no more. Those tables have been flipped. May we continue to be those agents of resurrection in the world. Amen.